Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I want you to see something that was going on with that. I'm not saying this is the only thing was happening here, but let's read it again and read the very next verse. He said in verse 12, I believe it was, it came to pass in those days, Jesus went out to a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And look what he did that morning, just minutes or hours later. And when it was day, he called to him his disciples, and of them he chose 12. Whom also he named apostles. Reckon there's any connection between him praying all night and knowing which ones to pick for the 12. Oh, come on, can you see this? Is this important?
Yes, it is.
Is it important that we get them right 12 out of 12?
Yes.
Is it important? We don't go, oops, you know. I don't know that he should have been in there. Because the Bible tells us, among other things, that the foundation in the wall of heaven has the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. I mean, this is pretty big stuff, is it right? Peter, James, John, Matthew, who's that guy? Boy, Jesus should have prayed a little bit longer, I guess. I don't, no. No! Somebody say 12 out of 12. How many believe he got them all right?
Yes.
Exactly right. How did he get them all right? I said, well, he's God. He knew everything. No, that can't be right. He is God. He didn't stop being God, but he became, the scripture said, like other men. If he's functioning in omniscience, why would he need to pray all night long? There would be no need for him to pray all night long. But it's obvious, and the scriptures reveal it. He's functioning as a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. Thank God he's given us that same Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
And say it out loud again, I can pray.
I can pray.
Like Jesus prayed.
Like Jesus prayed.
And I can hear from the Father.
I can hear from the Father.
Like Jesus heard from the Father.
Like Jesus heard from the Father.
This is big,
yes.
Isn't it? I mean, these men, what part did they play in the beginning of days of the church?
Yes.
What part do they play to this day? I mean, we got parts of our Bible named Peter,
right?
First and Second Peter, right? I mean, this is the eternal plan of God. And there was a time when they were not the 12. That night, they were not the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
Yes.
How did they become that? Jesus got by himself while they're all sleeping. Can you see that? Got out by himself and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed and he just communed with God all night long. Now, when you get in the Spirit, time passes and you're not keeping up with. When you prayed and it seemed like it's been an hour and you look at your watch, it's been 5 minutes, you're in the flesh. You're not in the Spirit much yet or at all. But man, you get to praying and get in the Spirit, you get, for lack of a better term, you get caught up. You get more aware of God.
Amen.
And His presence and what you're talking to Him about, and it can seem like it's been 5 minutes and it's been 2 hours. So I wouldn't be surprised that Jesus started praying and after a while He looks up and the sun's coming up. Because I don't think He struggled so much in the flesh. He had flesh to deal with, but not being disobedient and not having sin, and all those kind of things, you get there quicker, easier, more direct. Doesn't mean we can't get there. You might say, well, how am I going to pray like that? Because I've sinned a bunch. Thank God for the blood.
Amen.
Because of the blood, you can pray as though you'd never sinned.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You either washed or you're not. You either forgiven and clean or you're not.
Yes.
I've had people say, yeah, but preacher, you don't know what I've done. And I said, yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood is.
Amen.
The blood, thank God, hallelujah, can, has, does wash us, cleanse us, so that we can approach the throne of God boldly.
Amen.
Like we got a right to be there. Because
right.
By the blood we do.
Yeah.
That's how Jesus prayed.
Amen.
Bold, mm-hmm, righteous, without sin, without condemnation. But he still needed to pray. And so after all night praying, sun came up, he knew what to do, and he knew who. He knew what, he knew who, he knew where, he knew how. It's good to know. That was weak. How many think it is good? Oh, it's so good to know. And if this is all you came for in the message tonight, this is it right here. Why do so many good church-going people not know? They don't pray. Don't pray. Whether it's you or me. Why do so many people not know so much? And the problem is, you can get used to not knowing. And you can believe lies. Well, nobody really knows. So we just bump along through life and don't know. And some people say, well, God's in control anyway, and so whatever's going to happen is going to happen, you know, whether we, well, then why even pray? If he's going to do what he's going to do no matter what you do, if it's already said, there is no need to pray. But that's a lie. Jesus prayed. He prayed a lot. Why would he need to pray if the Father's going to do what he's going to do no matter what? No. Truth is, we can get the plan of God. Things that should happen that wouldn't have happened will happen if we seek Him and don't give up till we get what we're supposed to get. And then notice within hours of Him praying all night long, He called a meeting. Is that right? Staff meeting. Somebody says, where's Jesus? I didn't hear Him get up. He didn't come to breakfast. What's going on? He starts calling names. Because he got a list in prayer. Is this worth praying, friend? Oh, my. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited about this right now. Are you excited about this? Friends, we can know so much more than we have known, if we're willing to pray. We don't have to bump through, oblivious, wondering. It's torment to not know what you need to know, right? Do I go or not go? Do I buy this one or not buy this one? Is this the home or is this not the home? Is that the one to marry or not to marry? I mean, do I go to school on this or don't go to school on this? Is this the job or is this not the job? Too many church-going people just wing it. Know what I mean by that? You know, they might pray a prayer this long. Oh, God, help me. Your will be done. Okay, thanks. What are we going to do? What do you think? You haven't heard. You don't know. And you got to persevere through all the noise, all the noise in the world, all the noise in your head. Come on, y'all with me.
Yeah.
And you may need to stay, I shouldn't say may, you will need to stay with it for lengths of times. You and me will need to stay with it for lengths of times until we get to the place where we are still and we know He is God. We don't have to hear an audible voice. We don't have to see a vision, but we can know. Somebody say no, 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 no. We can know on the inside of us by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. 1 John 2 talks about this. 1 John 2:20, would you put that up, please? 1 John 2:20. You have an unction. That's the word for anointing. You have an anointing from the Holy One and what? You what? You know. Oh, it's good to know. I said it's good to know.
Amen.
Know before you go.
Right?
I mean, don't just go and see what happens. Something bad can happen. Right? You can be at the wrong place at the wrong time. What if Jesus had been like a lot of people today? The Father prompted him. You need to pray and spend some time with me and get some direction on this. And he thought, oh, well, God's going to do what He's going to do. And he slept all night, ate a big breakfast, and said, you know, we need some apostles. Who wants to do it? Because, you know, God loves all of us, right? God loves all of us the same, right? And we need to be inclusive and not exclude anybody. I tell you what, let's just all be apostles. We can just all be, why stop at 12? Now you're laughing, but people do things like this just based on reasoning, just based on randomness. God is not a random God. He calls all the stars by name. We don't have a clue how many there are. He's got them all named. He keeps track of the number of hairs on your head. You know how many there are? Within 100. Do you know within 100?
No.
Ain't got a clue. You might know there's less than there used to be, but if it didn't matter, God wouldn't keep up with all that. And if He didn't care, He wouldn't keep up with all that. No, all this looseness, all this, it doesn't matter, God doesn't care. He used to care. Do you read the scriptures? He used to care about details. He used to care about things. When did He change?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. God who gives me